The food on the
Isle of Man was very
British. Our landlady cooked, and we all were dying for potato salad. So whenever we had to peel the potatoes, we kind of pinched one or two potatoes, put them inside the gramophone, and when our landlady went for the day to Douglas, we took them all out, boiled them, and made some lovely potato salads. And of course, some of us got parcels. There was one girl who got a lot of sausage sent, which was absolutely delicious with our potato salad. For our tea, we really had most of the time lettuce and something, and we were a bit tired of the lettuce. And the girls in the house next door, they got for their tea always soups. So in the end, we decided we would pass on our lettuces to them, and they passed on their soup to us. And so we all had good changes. It was a very pleasant atmosphere on the Isle of Man, and people were very considerate to each other. Eventually, they arranged a kind of tribunal where everybody had to appear and people were going to get released. The tribunal was alphabetical, so my name being Einstein before Irene Mendlich, I came before, and I came back to Bradford. We were very lucky that Mrs. Gibson took us back. Most probably she never had such good mates before, and she got rid of her other two English mates and took us back, and we stayed there for another year when we really felt we had enough domestic work, and we joined the war work. We managed to get a job in a tarpaulin factory sewing tarpaulin covers. It was really hard work because those covers were very, very heavy and the material was very rough. But we had the advantage that you only worked from 9 o'clock till 5 o'clock, and the evening was our own and we could do what we liked. So we managed to get a room with some other refugees in town, and Irene and I shared that room, and there were another two or three refugees were in the house there, and the landlady came from Berlin who was extremely nice and did sometimes cooking for us. If she made something special, we always got some share of it. We were very happy there, and we could bring plenty of friends for afternoon tea. Some of our friends had joined the ATS, and when they were on leave, they had nowhere to go. So they used to come to us, sleep in some of the neighboring houses, and came for the meals to us, and we always had company. And Hilde and Lee from Manchester came over to see us. So we had quite a nice time there. One day we went to one of the clubs there and we met a lady who had an awful lot of things to carry. We offered her we would help her. So we never went to this club because there were mostly Austrians, and we used to go to the Jewish club there. And when we got to the club, there was a whole crowd of soldiers from the Pioneer Corps they had invited. So we mixed with the soldiers, and that's where Irene met Hans. They made a date for seeing each other as long as Hans was near Bradford. That's how the friendship started. Eric Stern managed to go to America, and he joined the American Army there. And he came with the American Army back to Great Britain. Somehow, when he came back, our friendship wasn't the same anymore. He had lived in America. We had lived in Great Britain. Somehow, we found it quite difficult to be very close. So the friendship, in a way, petered out. He did one thing. I had a big lift one which went from Germany to America because I intended to go to America to marry Berthold, and I had some money smuggled out, and he looked after the lift one and paid for it all the time. But of course the money was actually mine, but still he administered, and this was a tremendous help to me. Martin and I had always been close friends in Germany, because Martin joined our sports club, and we used to go out in a foursome, Martin and my cousin and me and Bertolt. So we went out together quite a lot, and we knew each other very well, and somehow even after we emigrated, we wrote letters to each other, just telling us about our lives and how things were going for us. And I just mentioned that the thing with Eric Stern had kind of petered out, or I didn't feel the same about him as I did before, when Martin thought it would be nice if we would meet again after all that time. Martin came to Bradford to visit me and my friends, and then we arranged that we would meet again in Carlisle, where we had a weekend together and where we decided then to get married. Well, first of all, I had never met Martin's parents, but Martin had met my parents quite often, because all the young people used to come to our house and we had a meal together or an evening together, because most our social life, of course, in the last couple of years was in private houses. So I came up on Whitsun to Glasgow to introduce myself to Martin's parents, and I think I had a feeling they quite liked me. After all, I came from the same background as they did, and we decided to get married in July. Of course, you have got Martin's life story, what happened after July, so I don't need to repeat it. Irene and Mr. Bruce came up to the wedding, which was really nice, and I also had no difficulty in fitting in with Martin's friends, which were the besties on the benches. We are still friendly with, or also with their children. As a matter of fact, we are still very friendly with Susan Bester. It's the daughter of the Bester in Australia. You don't replace those old friendships, because you have got too many things in common with those people who have come out from Germany together and had the same experiences.